What made you decide to take the job offer to be a finance professor at USC?
I got a call from Steve Mann, who wanted me to come down here and really concentrate on the undergraduate finance program, because there was a feeling that maybe we weren't delivering, finance education as well as we could to our undergraduate student body.
Are you satisfied with your position at the finance department?
Yeah, I love my job. So I get to interact with students of, a variety of backgrounds and, all different calibers. And I work a lot with the best students, and that's very rewarding.
And this being only your third year at USC, are you surprised by how quickly you became involved in the department?
I am, actually. So things have kind of taken off and gotten almost out of control. They gave me enough rope to hang myself, and I have run wildly and gotten involved with a lot of different programs, and it's been exciting to create a lot of new things at USC's finance department.
And what are some of the changes within the finance department that you've helped implement since you started working here?
So the extracurricular activities for our best finance undergrads was very haphazard and unorganized when I showed up, and so one of the things we've done is bring that all together under one unified front, so that students who want to try to be better and go outside of the curriculum and run faster and further know which direction to run, and so that not every student is figuring it out on their own for the very first time. So we've combined a lot of the resources of our alumni that they've used and put them all into one spot, and we have a lot more organization that help our best students do better. We've also launched this finance scholars program, which is essentially an honors program within the finance major that is targeted toward the best and brightest finance majors, and pulls a lot of that extracurricular activity into the curriculum, and not only gives them runway to run down, but also pushes them faster and sees how fast they can run and how far they can go. And we're getting a lot of success with great placements, and I'm excited to see the future of that program.
And how would you classify those placements? Like, where do people normally look for jobs after they graduate?
Investment banks is sort of the place that everybody wants to go, because it gives you an incredible skill set and a lot of exit opportunities. So people view it as a 2 to 3 year program. They go in, they work tremendously hard, but they learn a lot of valuation skills and a lot of business skills that are very applicable to a wide variety of careers. And so they'll do that for 2 or 3 years and then leave and go do something else. So they'll go into corporate finance, or they'll go into private equity or venture capital, or go work in a hedge fund, or they'll go work in the nonprofit sector, or go work for the World Bank. But they build this valuable skill set in investment banks, and those are the sort of most prestigious finance jobs to get. And so we've sort of targeted our program toward training people for those jobs. And if you're trained to do those jobs and to interview for those jobs, then you're pretty much trained to do anything else. So we're kind of aiming very, very high, and then let people kind of choose whether that's the path they want. But as long as they're trained for those positions, then they can do pretty much anything else.
And why should people outside of the business school think it's important for these finance students to land jobs after they graduate?
Well, I think it gets back to what the role of a state university is. And so one role is to provide education for a lot of people. But another role is for them to provide very high quality education and very high quality opportunities for the people of the state of South Carolina. And I think we educate a lot of people, but what we're doing a better job of now is giving the students of South Carolina the very, very best, and creating a lot of opportunity that you can come to the University of South Carolina and compete with anybody in the country. And so it gives our best students the ability to achieve, by staying in South Carolina. So I think that's kind of exciting.
Sometimes people view financers in a negative light. What would your response be to people that view finance as evil or bad?
I think we're always scared of what we don't know, right? And so finance can be a little confusing, and it's a whole major within a university, so there's a lot to it. I would encourage people to, not jump to conclusions. And so finance makes the world go round, because there's a lot of ideas, and a lot of these ideas are good ideas, and a lot of these ideas are not good ideas, and all of these ideas need money to be implemented. And finance brings together capital and ideas and makes the economy work.
What is the main role of finance in the economy, and why is it important?
Yeah, so finance brings together capital, money, and ideas, and helps all businesses operate. So think of any company you want to do. So, you know, Apple building electronic products or Boeing building airplanes. They need capital. They need money to make this happen. And then they're going to hope to, you know, sell things at a profit. Without the capital, though, none of it will ever happen. So a restaurant, a movie theater, electronics company, Tesla, electric car company, SpaceX, all of these things that progress society and create products and opportunities and a quality of life for all individuals, all of those entities need capital. And, you know, there's a lot of risk involved with these entities and their ideas. And so finance helps bring capital and ideas together. And, you know, there is return there. And that's the role of finance, is to match the risk with the reward and help the economy function.
What about the idea that greed is good? Is that true in finance?
I think greed motivates all people. The famous Michael Douglas speech, I think, is what you're referring to from Wall Street. It works, right? And yeah.
Staff and students both admire your role in the finance department. How do you think that you've impacted the department?
I think I have come to the department, and there was a lot of low-hanging fruit in concentrating on the undergraduate program, and I have capitalized on it. And I think my contribution has been giving our best students a lot more opportunities and a lot more support and encouragement and motivation to, you know, reach a little bit higher and jump a little bit further and try to be a little bit better than maybe they would have otherwise. And I think that's what I've done.
What encouraged your involvement within the school?
I have a hard time ignoring students when they seem to be good students that want to work hard, and they come to me and have, you know, they say they want to go into investment banking, or they say they want to go work at a hedge fund. I have a hard time just ignoring that. And so it's probably my own fault, but I can't help but try to help. And then there seemed to be so many students, there was this latent demand of all these students that wanted to get a little bit more out of their education, that it was relatively easy to bring into the system. There were enough students and enough demand that this just needed to be a program that students could take.
What encouraged you to become involved with the Carolina Investment Association your first year teaching here?
Well, they came to me. So I got appointed as the faculty advisor for the Carolina Finance Club, which was an organization that had died. And there were zero members in it. And the Carolina Investment Association came to me and said, we need a faculty advisor, and we've heard you're nice. And so I said, okay. And then it became clear that there's a handful of other finance clubs that just, we didn't need that many finance clubs. And so I brought them all under one roof. We've just created now a united front, the Carolina Finance and Investment Association, which is just all of the extracurricular activities for finance majors on campus. And, you know, it makes it a lot better for contacting alumni, bringing in guest speakers, running evaluation workshops, doing outreach into the community. We run into high schools and teach financial literacy. So all of the activities that our undergraduates do in an extracurricular way are run through this Carolina Finance and Investment Association umbrella.
What is the Finance Scholars Program?
The Finance Scholars Program is an honors program within the finance major, essentially, that tries to identify and select our very best students in their sophomore year, and then give them very specialized, high-end, turbocharged training that is designed to push them further and faster, so that they can target the nationally competitive jobs and compete with students from Duke and Vanderbilt and UNC.
Does that benefit the finance department directly?
I would say so, because, you know, what is a metric of success for a finance department? I would say it's the success of our graduates. And the students that enter this program are going to be more successful than they would have without the program. And so I think that's by absolutely a measure of success.
Off the top of your head, would you know what the job placement rate is like for graduates when they leave USC from the finance department?
For all majors or for the scholars program?
From the scholars program.
So we have 10 seniors this year, and all 10 accepted jobs before Halloween. So about half in investment banking and the other half in risk advising consulting.
Do you think the Finance Scholars Program benefits the number one international business program?
Yeah, I think they're a great complement. The world is inherently global. That was a joke. And, finance makes the world go round, another cliche. The two are, basically intertwined. And I think an international business degree and a finance degree are a perfect pairing. And so absolutely makes the international business program stronger.
Mr. Niehaus explained that a lot of the international majors double major in finance and that they are involved in the Finance Scholars Program. How do you think that directly benefits those individuals?
Well, like I said, I think finance and international business are a great pair. And so the International Business School attracts a lot of really good students to South Carolina. And the Finance Scholar Program tries to target the really good students and get them involved and help push them further. And so I think that's a very happy marriage to work together.
What do you see for the future of the Finance Scholars Program and the Finance Department at USC?
I think the Scholars Program has been tremendously successful, and this is our first pilot year, and will continue to be so. And I think we're going to slowly expand it as demand and quality allow. And I think what's exciting about that for everybody at USC is that you can come to the University of South Carolina and get a nationally competitive finance degree. If you get into the Finance Scholars Program, there's not a better program in the country.